This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Trouble at the border, thanks to a secret Facebook group for two congresswomen who are pretty upset by what happened. A baseball player, just 27 years old, dies suddenly in his hotel room. And the president smiles for a photo with Kim Jong-un. What does it all mean? Hey, everybody, hope you're celebrating eventually here in the next couple of days. On this shortened week for some with the 4th of July holiday that is upon us. It means so much to me as I grew up in Philadelphia and used to, I don't know if I've said this on the air or not, but would walk by Ben Franklin's grave when I was in Philly. I would go by Betsy Ross's house, and always the flag was very prevalent. I mean, it was always out, it was flying somewhere. Not that that's not flying in your neighborhoods, but there was something about it being there in the area where the Liberty Bell is, etc. So my flag is out. My flag, like my neighborhood, we have Boy Scouts that do the flags, put the flags in, and it's really, I have to say, it's really a sight to see, and I am proud of that, of my neighborhood, which is, by the way, mixed of Democrats, Republicans, no labels, thank you, and whatever. And everybody really comes together, and they all do this flag thing, and it's very, very neat to see. So you may be putting flags up. You might be going to a parade. You might be taking off with your crew and going somewhere. But take a minute to remember how proud we are to be, I think, hopefully, many of us Americans, and what it took for our families to become Americans, etc., and what our histories are all like. That's what I think it is about, remembering that history and the history of the country. So while that's happening, you have the situation at the border, which we know is untenable, and the arguments abound all over the place as to what's happening and what's next and how much money is going to go toward facilities, and you have Border Patrol agents buying diapers, and that's a very, very true story, as I've checked on that with a pal of mine down there. But Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC as they call her, was pretty hard on U.S. Customs and Border Patrol protection following a report that over 9,000 current and former Border Patrol agents are part of this Facebook group where some members made fun of migrant deaths and created these lewd, edited images of her, and even said, you know, if you throw burritos at her and the other congresswoman when they're touring the place, we'll give you X amount of money if you can prove you did that when they're touring the migrant detention centers. And there was this GoFundMe fundraising account for that. So it was, they were saying, game on. Throw burritos at the two Latino congresswomen. And so here's the thing. What she tweeted was, this isn't about a few bad eggs. This is a violent culture. And she did a follow-up tweet where she said, 9,500 CPB officers sharing memes about dead migrants and discussing violence and sexual misconduct toward members of Congress. How on earth can that culture be trusted to care for refugees humanely? And then you have the Border Patrol coming back and saying that to let people know, listen, these are former agents, and the posts are completely inappropriate. They're contrary to what we see in the honor and integrity that we expect from the agents, obviously, and you know, that employees would be held accountable if they were somehow connected to this group, but that there was really, supposedly, people that were retired, former agents, that kind of thing. So one thing's for sure is there's no water, people had to drink out of toilets, that kind of thing. We know that people have died in this area, in this custody area. I mean, that's the problem, the conditions, et cetera, because it's overrun. There's no way to deal with the amount of people that are coming in. And people that don't believe the amount of people and trying to figure it out, they're not aware of some of the situations at the border. So that was a huge deal because of what they saw, because of what happened, because of the Facebook site, and then what happens in the future with funding and how do we deal with this and you know, so on and so forth, because this is what we've been dealing with the entire time I've been on the air for 2 decades, which is wild. Also wild in a much different way, in a sad way, is it still is beyond my... It's not beyond my intellectual capacity, I think, to grasp this, but it's scary to me to think how sad it is that you go to a beach, you're relaxing, and you don't realize you have some sort of cut on yourself, and you get this flesh-eating bacteria. But it happens in sometimes still water in lakes, etc. So you had a 77-year-old woman who fell and cut herself when she was walking on the beach a couple of weeks ago. And her family are depressed, can't believe it, etc., that this happened, that, you know, it was just this little cut, a bump on her leg. It was a small cut. They didn't think anything about it. And they tried to get the swelling down, but it just kept bleeding. So her condition worsened and worsened and worsened. And then they later found her unconscious in her home. She was rushed to the emergency room. She was diagnosed with that necrotic fasciitis. This is this deadly bacterial infection that kills what is your soft tissue. And I know this place where she was. I've been on it many, many, many times. It's not the place as much as this is what happens when you have these cuts and you don't think about it. And it's called Anna Maria Island, and it's in Tampa. So they were shocked. You know, she goes to the beach, that happens, and her entire body is septic, and it's terrible, and she dies. And you look at the pictures of her, and she looks totally fine. She's in good health. She looks like she's younger than her age. And they say, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say, 1 in 3 people who contract the flesh-eating bacteria die. 1 in 3. So I didn't even realize this, but since 2010, not to be an alarmist, but there have been between 700 and 1,200 cases annually, they say. So you got to watch your wounds. You can't be in the water with wounds. I mean, just can't do it. Minor cuts, anything, that's what I would say. They say that you got it, like blister scrapes or whatever, soap and water, then bandages until they heal. But any kind of a cut, I would say, I would stay out of the water, because who's thinking this? They said, you know, if they had been able to diagnose her earlier, her family says they'd be talking to her. Maybe she would have had to have an amputated leg, but she'd still be alive. And very, very sad. So watch for that. Just in case, any kind of a cuts, walk on the beach. Don't even do it. I'll meet you in a few. We're talking about numbers. We can count next.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turn turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Yes, it's about the numbers. We know it. I say it all the time. So I like to call this little segment, We Can Count. We can count. How about NASA? They're going to test a spacecraft that's going to take humans back to the moon. Back to the moon. Do you care? So it's going to happen for sure. Tuesday morning, spectators along the space coast get the chance to witness a very historic moment. It's a 4-hour window. Starts at 7 a.m. They're going to test the abort system for the Orion spacecraft. It's the capsule designed to carry astronauts to lunar orbit. And it's pretty interesting, actually, in a sense. I do like spacey things, but I'm thinking, we do have a lot of problems we're dealing with right now. How much is this going to cost again? So 55 seconds after the launch, the abort sequence initiates at an altitude of 31,000 feet. At this point, the abort monitor, play along with me, will fire 400,000 pounds of thrust, pulling the crew module away from the booster. Yikes. Once the jettison motor fires, the system will separate from the crew module. Lastly, the onboard data recorders for the launch will separate from the capsule, ending the test. The crew module will splash down in the Atlantic Ocean. Weather conditions look pretty good, they say. That's the Air Force saying they're 70% go for launch because that's a primary concern. If you have cloud coverage and it hampers the view and it hampers it enough, You know, sometimes that happens. How many do they call off? People don't remember that, but those who wait and wait and wait for certain launches and go down to that coast, sometimes they're disappointed because it doesn't happen. Vegetables. That's a problem. Not really. I love my vegetables. The vegetables are helping me get in shape. But I'm going to say I don't want Trader Joe's Green Giant and Signature Farm veggies. They've been recalled for potential listeria risks. That's a good thing, though, to let people know. So butternut squash, cauliflower, zucchini, and vegetable bowls included in this recall. Trader Joe's and the Signature Farm brands put it out there. And most of the products are labeled with this best buy, you know, this best if used by date. I always look at that. And the date for this would be June 26th through the 29th. So look at that in case you fit into that category where you maybe grab some of those Green Giants and you didn't realize it. Because, boy, you don't want to get that listeria. The things that listeria will give you are things you do not want. You do not want those. Trust me. Let's move on from that to, not listeria, but Nestle Toll House selling actual edible cookie dough. Because remember, you weren't supposed to eat cookie dough because there was a problem getting sick with cookie dough. But people love to eat the chocolate chip cookie dough. So they've got one. It's edible cookie dough. It's in a classic chocolate chip flavor. There's a new chocolate chip peanut butter, and they're at Publix. So all of the people who live in Florida listening to us in places where they have Publix, you can get them. Also, some of the Walmart stores are going to start carrying them. They're about $5 for a 15-ounce tub of it. Remember, the thing was with the manufactured cookie dough that it's safer than homemade dough because it doesn't use raw eggs. So salmonella poisoning is what you'd be worried about there. And then, of course, E. coli, you'd be worried about that. So they say this is safe. It's edible. You can eat it. You can buy it. You're buying raw cookie dough. That's how popular it is. Like, forget making cookies. Just give me the raw dough. I'm going to pack it in my kids' lunch. Can you imagine them trading? What do you trade raw cookie dough for? Yo, if you give me those two big grandma cookies, I'm going to give you my raw cookie dough. That could have happened at my school. You might have had a tough time getting some takers. I'll give you my pretzel, and I'll give you my chocolate milk for it. You can never get anyone to give you chocolate milk. When I went to school, and I don't know about the rest of you, they had those cartons, right? And some kids would get picked to do it. They'd be the delivery people. They'd knock on the door, and then they lined up the milk on the floor. On the floor, like a tower of milk. So the white milk in the little cartons and the chocolate milk. Do you think I was a chocolate milk person, or do you think I was a white milk person? If you said chocolate in your mind for 2 seconds because you like chocolate, think again. Yes, it is. We play on the same team. Sony Walkman. Did you ever have one of those? Sony Walkman. Think about that. How long ago were you sporting the Walkman? I loved my Sony Walkman. Oh, the first one, I guess, launched in 1979. And it was sold for about $150. $150 for a Walkman. Of course, it was nothing once they started mass developing them. I can't remember how much, but nowhere near that, I can tell you that. I remember getting one under the tree, I think. I want to say I did. 40th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I would be late to that game. And then, of course, you had DAT, digital audio tape, mini discs, duo memory stick, all that kind of stuff. It just kept changing in the forms of music. What I think is really cool is you go into some stores now and the albums are back. So people have sold albums to places like Half Price Books, and they're selling record players, and people are buying records. The sound, to me, in a well-preserved record with the right kind of needle sounds different than Spotify, than some of the other ways that we get Apple Music, however we get it. I know, shocking, isn't it? And I'm no audiophile. Like, what do I know so much about the quality of it? It's just the way hits my ear, I guess, because I've got some friends who are musicians and have some collections and are going retro, even some of my younger friends, and it's become a thing, is to go and get a, you know, go and get some vinyl and get a record player. Isn't that funny? What's old is new. Things just kind of circle back around, and there's a craving for what was, or things you heard stories about or you heard about in school or whatever. And I think that's what happens. That old is new thing, it cycles back around. So that's one of the things that is cycling back around, let's put it that way. If you are traveling in the next couple of days, please check the weather, because there's going to be some downpours in the Midwest. There's a chance of tornado activity or high winds anyway in some spots. This is a huge, huge travel week. Because think about it. 4th of July is on Thursday. You can string together, if nothing else, a couple of days together, or it can be, you know, much more than that. It could be a whole week for some people, or an extra couple days on the other side of the weekend. So maybe before and then after it. Ugh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Just to go float on some river somewhere, eat some hot dogs or, you know, whatever. Get some of that raw cookie dough for dessert. Who needs to bake cookies? Let's just eat raw cookie dough. Let's just eat raw cookie dough. Why not? So there you go. Now, really, popsicles and ice cream, I think, really, is what probably tops off for most people. I think so. All right, last one here for this one. The 12 top 4th of July apps for iPhone. I was looking at a story on this, and what would they be? You know, telling you where you can go, last second, deals pop up, of course. Kayak, because you can look through deals. That's one thing you can do. Tasty is another one, and Tasty is about all about eating outdoors, where you're going, that kind of thing. And if you're hitting the road, there are some versions available on both iOS and Android, and you can find them in the Apple App Store, Google Play Store too. So Guides by Lonely Planet, if you're going to some city off somewhere and you want to see what there is to do, that's a good app. I've seen it, actually. Roadside America, less than $3. Offbeat Attractions, my favorite. You never know. Where Ben Franklin flew his kite, they'll tell you. Ralph Cramden, the Honeymooners. The New York City Port Authority bus terminal, you'll find it there, too. Buckle in, Elaine Pasqua's up next. You're going to enjoy her.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter reviewing his big trip, tweeting, "It was great being with Chairman Kim Jong-un of North Korea this weekend. We had a great meeting. He looked really well and very healthy. I look forward to seeing him again soon. In the meantime, our teams will be meeting on some solutions to very long-term and persistent problems. No rush, but I am sure we will ultimately get there," explanation point.
I think it's very important to find out if somebody's a citizen as opposed to an illegal.
In the Oval Office, the president taking questions from reporters, one on the importance of the census.
I think that there's a big difference to me between being a citizen of the United States and being an illegal. And, you know, the Democrats want to treat the illegals with health care and with other things better than they treat the citizens of our country.
The president speaking there at the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the show, Elaine Pasquick. She's a certified speaking professional. She's put up all kinds of amazing programs on these college campuses and with professional athletes. In fact, on positive choices for pro athletes from 31 teams across the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, the most notable Division I college football program she's been involved with, and collegiate athletes at more than 650 campuses nationwide. And she's exhausted, but she's here. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm energized, actually. My work energizes me, Kate, because I love what I do.
Yeah, and I understand about the numbers. You know, it's like I say when I talk about, you know, breaking through and being in the locker room, that I've been in 780 locker rooms, and somebody said to me the other day, "You must be exhausted." And I'm like you. We're very similar in that way. It might be that New Jersey background. So let's dive into it. What is it that pushed you in this direction? How did you start this kind of a career?
Well, it all started, my mom and stepdad both died of AIDS-related complications. He contracted the virus from a medical product that was made from human plasma and passed it on to my mom. And so because they chose to keep their infectious status a secret and didn't get the love and support at the end of their lives that most people do get because of their secrecy, I wanted to speak out more. So I got my mom's permission about a week before she died to finally tell the truth and to share the story. And so first first I started speaking about HIV and AIDS. For 2 years I was working with health professionals and you know, the Pennsylvania Department of Health, all sorts of organizations. And then I called a college, and Delaware Valley College here in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And the dean of students mentored me and got me on the national circuit. And so I first started speaking about HIV and AIDS, and then 2 years into that, I realized that students needed, there were many more topics that needed to be addressed, because we're seeing the high-risk drinking connected to the unprotected sex. We're seeing the sexual violence and sexual assault, the drug abuse. So I broadened my area of expertise. And about in the early 2000s, somebody from a campus said, you know, you should really be focusing on collegiate athletes. And because they are higher-risk students, they work hard, they play hard. And I listened to her. And so, and around 2001, I created a niche for working with collegiate athletes. So I typically work with about 60 campuses annually, and most of my work is with athletic departments. And then about 8 years ago, I started working with pro athletes. It started with the New York Giants and then went on to working for the NFL league itself, and then working with the NBA and doing training for their developmental league teams. And I've worked with four different Major League Baseball teams as well.
Wow. The we go back to your mom's story. What a way, Elaine, that must have just been devastating to hear that news, but what a way to turn that around and try to help other people. And so now you fast forward through all of the different folks that you've touched. You must think somewhere your mother is smiling that you were able to do this.
I'm hoping. My aunts and uncles have all come to see my program when I was speaking in New Jersey, and they were saying, your mother would be so pleased. And I did get her permission, so it wasn't like I was doing this against her wishes. And so that makes it a little bit easier. But I tell people the most painful experience in my life has taken me to the most gratifying. And never in my wildest dreams, one, did I think that this would become a livelihood. I did it for free for the first 2 years because I just wanted to prevent people from going through what my family went through twice. And then little did I know that it would propel me to going on to working with the leagues. You know, I remember standing there on Park Avenue looking out of the window from the NFL league office and looking down the streets going, geez, who would think that little old Elaine Pasqua, who grew up on Gertrude Street from Clark, New Jersey, would ever be standing here. So you just don't know, Kate, where life is going to take you. I'm sure you feel the same way, too.
Oh, absolutely. When you go to these college campuses now, and you've been doing this for a while, what do you find? Do you find that the athletes, the collegiate athletes, do they open up to you? Is it tough to get them to open up to you?
No, because first of all, I think my stature helps. Somebody at the Baltimore Ravens said to the person at the Tennessee Titans who was thinking about bringing me in, said, she walks in the room, I don't think she weighs 100 pounds wet. They take one look at her and I go, what the heck? And then she opens her mouth. It's that Jersey girl moxie. So my stature, I'm 5'3". I'm small boned and tiny. So I'm very unassuming looking and I'm not judgmental. I mean, and I think a lot of it is from where I grew up. Again, you know that too. Mm. We're not judgmental. We have this energy. We have this open frankness, and they do open up to me, and they confide in me. I mean, I've had even NFL players pulling me out in the hall and sharing the most intimate details of their life and going, how do I work through this? What do I do? And so they're very, very open. Last year, I was at Temple University for 2 days, and instead of me doing my scripted program, they had me meet for 45 minutes with each individual team just to have casual conversations. And Kate, it blew me away. It just, the conversations that I was having with full teams and the way they opened up, I learned more from them than they do from me. It's remarkable.
Yeah, no kidding. So what do you find is the, you know, what is the quandary of the pro athlete? Is it the single guys that come in and all of a sudden they have this money and this power and this adulation, and now it's a rush and They've got a lot of women interested in them, and they don't know really how to navigate the terrain. Or what do you find?
You summed it up completely, all of that, you know, because there's so many temptations. Again, the money, the temptation. Many of these athletes are coming from families that didn't come from financial means. And so now they've got all the cousins and the relatives hanging on and thinking that they're going. There's a lot of pressure to support other people. There's the entrapment by women. And this is one of the things that I focus on, because I talk to a lot of the rookies about sexual assault and sexual health. And they're really confused. Studies are showing that young women are more sexually aggressive than we had seen in the past. And so a lot of the guys are going, well, wait a minute. I mean, I'll go round and round in circles with these guys, because they'll, you know, I'll tell them things about consent and the law, and they'll go, well, wait a minute. Why am I the one that's getting in trouble when she's the one who started it? Or why are somebody from one of the NFL teams brought up a good point and said, why is it that when you have somebody who has accused another individual of sexual assault, they don't reveal the name of the victim, but they will reveal the name of the person who is accused, whether they're guilty or not? And even if they're not guilty, there's a seed of doubt and a cloud that will always follow them and hang over them. So I'm trying to get these guys to think with their brains and not with their other body parts, and to not get caught up in the moment. It's like, if you get involved in a hookup with somebody you don't know, you're taking an incredible risk, because you don't know who this person is. Maybe they're trying to entrap you. Maybe we also see a lot of young women try to get pregnant. You know, they entrap these guys into the pregnancies because they see them coming and they think, cha-ching, I want to ride on the coattails of their success. So I am trying to get them to think. I had an NBA player say, you know, after the program, he said, I never thought about the entrapment, but after you talked about it, I went and listened to all my tapes or my stories from the past, and I thought, oh, so that's what was happening. So a lot of times they're not even aware of it.
Wow. So, and we're speaking with Elaine Pasqua, certified speaking professional. Boy, what a powerhouse. She's worked with pro athletes. She's worked with all these Division I college football programs. She's heavily sought after. Has really built quite a career. When you look at the younger guys, you look at the college football programs, etc., what are you hopeful for?
What I'm hopeful for is, one, that they understand that they're ambassadors of their university, of their athletic department, and that the behavior that they engage in off of the field is going to be under the same scrutiny as the behavior that they engage in on the field or on the court. So I want them to understand. People are looking. We're living in a time of suffocating media attention. Anybody can whip a cell phone out of their pocket, take a picture, send it viral, and ruin someone's reputation. So I want them to be remembered for their stellar performance on the field. I want them to be to build a legacy that they're proud of. And I also want them to stay on track for the future. Because, one, how many of them are going to go on to pro sports? How many get into pro sports who are injured and their careers are shortened? So we want them to finish school. We want them to think beyond sports and building a future for themselves. So it's all about saving their reputation and knowing, understanding that one night, one inconsequential decision can change the rest of their lives. I even had, I don't name names, but an NFL player who I was with when he was in his senior year in college, and he was accused of sexually assaulting a young woman. And we talked recently, and he said, you know, I want these guys to know that one night can dramatically change their lives. And a lot of times there's misunderstanding. They think that they got consent, and then it turns around and turns into a very negative situation for them.
Wow. Elaine, if somebody wants to find out more about you, where can they go?
They can go onto my website, www.elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, Pasqua, P as in Peter, A, S as in Sam, Q-U-A.com. I'm also on LinkedIn. I'm on Twitter and Instagram. So they can find me, and then my phone numbers, my contact information is on my website, so they can feel free to call me and reach out, and I would love to work with them.
Perfect. Elaine, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it. It was fun to talk to you today.
I was an animal in the trees, hiding behind you on my hands and knees, sizing your body up.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We have Gene Golden. He's the Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research for Cetera. You think of investments and Cetera Investment Management, just a great name, I have to say that. And there's so much to talk about when we look at where we are for this mid-market, you know, mid-year review, I should say, when we look at the markets, and we've talked about this a ton on the show, the concerns about U.S., China, and the trade dispute that's going on, the tariffs, et cetera. So, Gene, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate. Great to talk to you.
Let's talk about, before we get into the whole China thing and what's going on with our current market situation, let's talk about what you see, because I know people are glued to this. Where do you see markets headed for the rest of this year and then, of course, as we bounce into 2020?
Sure. I think, you know, obviously with the markets, you know, I only have one crystal ball. I don't have 20 crystal balls. I can't tell you exactly where we're going. But what I do believe that the one thing we can definitely say will happen is increasing market volatility. You know, we've been lucky this year. You know, yes, May was a little volatile. Yes, we had some volatility in the fourth quarter of last year. But we do expect volatility to pick up, especially as we see what we call mixed signals in the markets. And this is the title of our mid-year outlook. You know, you look at some of the data. Economic data is cooling down, but we're still in expansionary territory. valuations are okay, they're fair, but earnings could begin in the second and third quarter. And then look at the Treasury yield curve. Yields are inverted. That means short-term yields are higher than long-term yields. And that suggests that there's concerns about the economy down the road. But at the same time, riskier debt in fixed income, riskier bonds, are suggesting great times ahead. So it's a very much of a time of mixed signals for the market right now, which will create lots of market volatility.
All right, so there you go. So something to watch. So what are some of those key forces that are pushing us in these directions that you just mentioned for the current market situation? And you gave us some of that, but what else can we throw in there?
Sure. Let's take the big one. So you can look at, take the U.S. On the positive side, we've got some great economic data. Unemployment's at a 50-year low. We also have more jobs. We have 1.6 million more jobs than people looking for jobs. We've had this, more jobs than people looking for jobs for 14 straight months. Consumers are confident. Retail sales are okay. Some good data there. On the negative side, you have lots of turmoil in Europe. Europe is under pressure from a data standpoint. We saw a data point that came out today. German business confidence fell to its lowest level since November 2014. We also have European GDP at 1.6%. Remember, our first quarter GDP was 3.2%. And then, of course, you have China. China just is overhang this trade war between us and China. That's really going to put a damper on the market. The good news through all of this is that the Fed is on our side. Jerome Powell, in the most recent meeting, has come out and he has said that interest rates will change when appropriate. That's a positive sign for the markets.
Boy, that sure is. And once again, we're speaking with Gene Goldman from Cetera. And as we continue down this road, looking at the mid-year market outlook, and if you're an investor and you're listening to this, and so some of what you said was positive, 50-year low for unemployment, should people feel optimistic, do you think? And I'm asking you to pull out one of those hundreds of crystal balls, but what do you think, Gene?
Should we feel optimistic? I think so. I think, I would say maybe cautiously optimistic might be a better term. I think, yes, unemployment is very low. Yes, consumers are doing really well. But again, at the end of the day, we have these overhangs. We have got the trade war. Manufacturing data is a 2-year low. Things we need to consider. I think the biggest catalyst we need is the trade war to be resolved. And I think that's an important point for where the markets go for the balance of the year.
Yeah. And so when we look at that, we look at the U.S. economy and the trade tariff situation that we talked about, and you would have to think that there would be a little bit of a ping because of that. And we can't control what happens in these negotiations with China. But I think that's why, obviously, we have to pay close attention to it. And it's one of the things that you certainly, I'm sure, as you look at what's going on, look at it, Cetera, right? Everything that could possibly affect the markets.
And, the trade war is important. You look at the trade war, we believe that there's three reasons why it will end soon, why it will be resolved. So number one, as you and I have talked to, economic data is definitely weakened on both sides, on our side and on the Chinese side. Number two, you see the effect on the stock market. So, as I mentioned in May, as trade war rhetoric increased, we saw weakness in the U.S. stock market in May. And we all know that President Trump uses the stock market as a real-time indicator of how he's doing in the economy, how he's doing from an approval rating standpoint. The third point, I think the biggest reason why we do have an advantage over China is demographics. The fallout from the one-child policy has really, really pressured the Chinese economy. Case in point, 2017, lowest birth rate in China since 1961. It creates an aging population, hampers Chinese officials' ability to convert from a manufacturing to a consumer-driven economy like the U.S. And then you have the trade war on top of this. It's really causing pressure on the Chinese side. So this is why we view a resolution being resolved pretty soon, which should be good for the markets.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm glad you brought up the low birth rate because that definitely has affected things in China. There's no question about it. So you have a lot of experience, obviously, Gene, in this game, 24-plus years of experience in the development of investment strategies. So as you look at what's happened with your career and the ups and downs and the flows of the market and talking about crystal balls and all that kind of thing, I think there's reason to be optimistic because of the gig economy and the opportunities that are there and the capitalism that flows still in this country. What do you think?
I truly believe it. You look at, you know, the long-term average for the S&P 500 since 1933 is about 9.3%. And 9.3%, you know, yes, it's evolved to 9.3%, but the average return is 9.3%. This far outpaces average wage gain. So, you know, the stock market's a great opportunity for you to invest in to complement your income. It's a great way to save for retirement. It's a great way to invest long-term. Yes, there's times when you need to reduce risk. You know, right now we're telling our clients that, you know, take a more balanced approach in your portfolio. You know, don't get too aggressive because, you know, the markets are pricing at perfection right now. And as we talked about, you know, many times, things could, you know, derail this. So stay, you know, balanced. Don't stick your neck out too far. Don't be too risky. But at the same time, don't go all out of cash because, you know, the long-term average return is 9.3% in the market.
Ooh, 9.3%. That's a pretty big number, Gene, so that makes sense if you're talking about why position yourself a certain way in the market and to take that balanced approach makes complete sense to me. So we're talking with Gene Goldman, Chief Investment Officer and Director of Research at Cetera Investment Management. All right, I got to ask you this one. What keeps you up at night?
Obviously the trade war. Obviously, you know, tensions in Iran versus the United States, obviously Saudi Arabia. There's so many different concerns that keep us up at night. I think the biggest concern I have right now is Europe. Europe, you know, you have growing populism, you have increasing debt to GDP levels, and this is causing pressure on the European economy. And the European economy, you know, could hurt our economy too. Case in point, you look at, you know, German business confidence fell to its lowest levels in November 2014, as I mentioned before. GDP is lower. Industrial production is really weak in Germany. You know, Europe is having a tough time right now, and they've been trying to cut rates and trying to get out of this. You know, case in point, you look at German yields. Get this, okay, here in the United States, a 10-year treasury trades about 2%. So that means I will borrow money from you and give you, you know, 2% in 10 years. In Germany, though, the same 10-year bond, it's yielding negative 0.33. That means if I was going to borrow money from you in Germany for 10 years, you're going to have to give me money to borrow from you. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy, and that's scary. So that's, I can see why you would say that keeps you up at night, and that's something to certainly look at. You know, I thought you were going to say, like, your favorite sports team wasn't doing so well.
As an original Bostonian, you know, we've had some great times lately, so.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, too bad about the Bruins, but everything else was smooth sailing for you. And, of course, now we go into training camps with the Patriots. And always, if you look at any board anywhere, they're always picked to win the Super Bowl or get close to it. And this isn't going to be any different for them, I think. Gene Goldman, it was fun having you on. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And we'll tell everyone they can go to Cetera.com for more information. And that's with a C, C-E-T-E-R-A. Thanks, Gene.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you too.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone
when fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.